Disc 3. Chapter 6. Turin Among the Outlaws. Now the tale turns again to Turin. He, believing himself an outlaw whom the king would pursue, did not return to Beleg on the north marches of Doriath, but went away westward, and passing secretly out of the guarded realm, came into the woodlands south of Teiglin. There, before the Nirnaeth, many men had dwelt in scattered homesteads. They were of Haleth's folk for the most part, but owned no lord, and they lived both by hunting and husbandry, keeping swine in the marshed lands, and tilling clearings in the forest which were fenced from the wild. But most were now destroyed, or had fled into Brethil, and all that region lay under the fear of orcs and of outlaws. For in that time of ruin, houseless and desperate men went astray, remnants of battle and defeat, and lands laid waste, and some were men driven into the wild for evil deeds. They hunted and gathered such food as they could, but many took to robbery and became cruel when hunger or other need drove them. In winter they were most to be feared, like wolves. And Gaurwaith, wolfmen, they were called by those who still defended their homes. Some 60 of these men had joined in one band, wandering in the woods beyond the western marches of Doriath, and they were hated scarcely less than orcs, for there were among them outcasts, hard of heart, bearing a grudge against their own kind. The hardest of heart was one named Androg, who had been hunted from Dor Lomin for the slaying of a woman. And others also came from that land, old Algund, the oldest of the fellowship, who had fled from the Nirnaeth, and Forweg, as he named himself, a man with fair hair and unsteady, glittering eyes, big and bold, but far fallen from the ways of the Edain of the people of Hador. Yet he could still be wise and generous at times, and he was the captain of the fellowship. They had dwindled now to some 50 men by deaths in hardship or affrays, and they were becoming wary, and set scouts or a watch about them, whether moving or at rest. Thus they were soon aware of Turin when he strayed into their haunts. They trailed him, and they drew a ring about him, so that suddenly as he came out into a glade beside a stream, he found himself within a circle of men with bent bows and drawn swords. Then Turin halted, but he showed no fear. "Who are you?" he said. "I thought that only orcs waylaid men, but I see that I am mistaken." "You may rue the mistake," said Forweg, "for these are our haunts, and my men do not allow other men to walk in them. We take their lives as forfeit, unless they can ransom them."